We have come into this house in His name to worship Him. We have come to this house
gathered in His name to worship Him.
We have come into this house. Together in my name, there I will be in the midst. Ask the Father anything?
Yes, Lord.
In my name.
Yes, Lord.
In my name.
Yes, Lord.
You cast out devils.
Yes, Lord.
Speak with new tongues.
Yes, Lord.
If you drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt you.
Yes, Lord.
In my name.
In His name, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Glory.
Praise ye the Lord. I want to greet everyone that's already listening. Brother Carpenter, got your phone call this morning. Sister up there in Kentucky. What's her name? Sister who? Huh. Are you folk going to help me? Are you really here? See, if you folk would do what you've been taught to do, I wouldn't have to rebuke you all the time. All I'm asking you to do is to be sound in the faith. And the word of faith is nigh you.
Amen.
See, if you would do that, I wouldn't have to rebuke you. See, I come here, I start to lead, start to direct.
Amen.
And then somebody from Kentucky called. Who? And see, you're amazed. If the mighty works, we quote it, we put a big smile on our face, but if we actually ever really believe it.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
See, and he, right now, it's telling you, doing something, you just keep sitting there. What do you want to do? Respond.
Amen.
React.
Amen.
If the Holy Ghost would fall in this place, would you react?
Yes.
Well, He's here.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
He's here.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And you're far from acting like a bunch of drunk folk.
Glory.
It's a shame. Because I sat down in my house on Saturday mornings wondering what to say to the world. And then I fear coming to this tabernacle.
Oh, God.
So I came to this point and I did a little different.
Amen.
I try to remind you. We have
come into this house together in the name to worship.
Oh, my.
Oh, yes.
Whatever you do in word or deed, amen. Do it as worship.
Amen.
Do it as worship.
Hallelujah.
If you're going to say, I love Him, then make sure you say it.
Amen.
Lip service is no good.
No.
You see, here I am. I stopped again, took a break just a second, had to sing a song, and look at me here. Oh, God. I did have more hope for that this morning. Can't put my hope in men, can I? You just love yourself. Now, I did mention a few. Brother Carpenter, he just came in loud and clear.
Hallelujah.
I wonder if you can come in loud and clear.
Oh, glory.
I don't know what you came to do.
I came to serve the Lord.
Wow. Can the person next to you hear you?
My Lord. Glory.
If you don't stop mocking these people, if you don't stop doing that, I'm telling you, it's difficult enough to lead, especially when you ain't got very many followers.
Oh, Jesus.
You just, you must just love it. That's all I can say. You are so defiant in your doings. And you think you're doing God a service, don't you? Huh? When you're only serving yourself.
My Lord. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
True saints of God who worship God, they serve God. They don't serve themselves.
Hallelujah.
Oh, come on. Amen. Amen, brother. No, you keep on serving yourself, won't you? I don't feel like it.
Worship God. Yes, Lord.
The phone number to call, 843-538-1334. Are you with us? Are you listening out there? 843-538-1334. Now, I have a purpose in what I'm doing.
All right.
Of course, it don't interest you people. Although you sang, we have... Hey, let's make that more personal. No, it's just in works of faith. Hello. God bless you, Sister Johnson. I know you're there. And I tell you what, when we get in the kingdom, you I'm going to look for you. But you won't be Sister Johnson.
Amen.
You'll be a saint.
Hallelujah.
Clothed in righteousness. God bless you, sister.
Glory to God.
That sister right there ought to put everyone into shame.
Thank you, Lord.
Really? Oh, are you ashamed the way you try to convince people you're serving God?
My Lord.
Aren't you ashamed? Now, you're not ashamed. I did the best I could. And how many times have you told
Hallelujah.
That your best
Hallelujah.
Is not sufficient?
Amen.
Hello?
Praise the Lord.
God bless you, Pastor.
Praise God.
You got all the folks there with you?
We're all here.
Say that again.
In Jesus' name.
Do you know where that's in the Bible?
Hallelujah.
Do you know where that we are all here is in the Bible?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Where's it at?
It's where Paul and Silas was in jail.
Hey,
so
we're all in jail here, aren't we?
Free.
We are captain. We're captain, and yet we're free.
Hallelujah.
I was so... God bless you, Pastor. Okay. Boy, you folks forget so quick. Remember from whence thou art fallen. Remember how you were so excited when you first found Jesus. Remember how you responded when he came into your heart. Remember when your burden rolled away. Remember! Remember! My God! What the hell's wrong with you people? I know what's wrong with you. You don't know what time it is. Go thy way. A more convenient season.
Hallelujah.
Then I will call for you, prophet.
Glory to God. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Phone number is 843-538-1334. How many calls do I have?
Two.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Oh, so you want to play that game, huh?
Thank you, Father. Glory to God.
Hello?
Bless you, Brother
Spear. Bless you too, sister. I just had to speak out of your name.
Oh.
What is your name?
Sister Sharon.
Sister Sharon, Sister Sherry, two of a kind.
Sister Sharon Clay.
How come you ain't back down here?
Oh, Lord. Got a lot of people.
Where?
In the home, my husband, my children, and...
Well, if Jesus would call, just leave them.
Yes, sir.
If nobody will go with me. If nobody
will go with me.
If nobody
will go with me.
Sister Sharon, you started to return back to the Lord.
Yes.
And you pressed your way down here.
Yes.
Now, don't turn back.
Yes.
Keep pressing.
Yes.
Keep running. And if nobody goes with you, nobody.
Right.
Not even that pretty young girl. She there? Is your daughter there?
She is. Yeah.
Where's she at?
She's in her bed, but I can get her.
She don't want to talk to me. Turn the radio up so they all wake up.
I'll do that.
We're in a fight. You got to fight. You're not going to win the fight without fighting. God bless you, Sharon. We're praying for you.
Thank you, brother.
Be strong.
Yes, sir.
Y'all haven't fought again? You don't give a damn about anybody else, do you? Bear you one another's burdens. Bear you one another's burdens. And so fulfill the what?
Law.
The what?
Law.
What is that law?
Love.
Love you one another. God, for Christ's sake, love you. Come on. You come behind in that gift of love. No wonder your faith ain't working. Faith works. I have faith for Sharon. God gave her faith. Gave you faith.
Yes.
You come this far. And you're not going to run on? You're not going to run on to see what the end's going to be? You're going to fall by the wayside? Come on, people. Shake up yourself. The phone number is, here it is. Hello. 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 How many calls is that?
Three.
That's all? I thought it was four. Three calls. The phone number is 843-538-1334. That comes right into the tabernacle.
Amen.
I'm standing in the front of the tabernacle. Well, why did you go on video? I will not do that.
Amen.
I don't want people to come out of the sea. I want you to come out of here.
Yes.
Because when you look at me, I'm not too good to look at. I'm not impressive. His bodily presence is weak. And then on top of that, I got to talk. And then the priest becomes contemptible. Sure, you ought to look at the contempt face on your faces. Prophets, I ask smooth things. Talk to us gentle. Pat us on the head. Tell us we're all right. Well, that would be a lie. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Who is this?
This is Paul in Colorado.
How you doing, Paul?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Brother Stair?
Waiting on you.
Waiting on me?
Yeah. You are going
to... What do you want me to do?
Come to South Carolina.
That's my heart's desire.
Oh, well, God's in the business of giving your heart's desire.
I'm trying for trumpets.
You know, you people make me sick when you talk, I'm trying. All you got to do is get up and head this way.
Yes.
That's all you got to do. And then the Lord will, step by step, day by day, the Lord will make a way somehow. Don't you know you have a desire to go to heaven, and he made the way? God bless you, Paul. See, how can I talk without rebuking? How can I talk to any of you? How's your faith?
Amen.
Are you contending for it?
Yes.
Are you pressing into it?
Yes.
Are you waiting for a feeling?
No.
Hello? Hello?
You prophet?
Yeah, who's this?
Here.
Who?
Brother Paul here.
Are you the one just called me? You're not on your way yet?
I'm in Canada still.
You're in Canada still? Got both them legs cut off, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
I haven't got that number back in my head.
Ah.
God bless you, brother. God bless you, saints.
God bless you,
Jesus is coming soon. Thank God. I love you, Brother Stan.
Take care, Brother Paul.
You too, man.
Bye-bye. Now you got his leg cut off, both of them. If he'd have come, like, God had him all the way across the border. I think it was in Detroit where he was, and he went back. From that point on, you don't like when I talk like that. When you hear about Christopher going back, and Chris going back, and Jonathan going back, and Enoch going back. Back to their old ways, like a dog back to its vomit. Where are you going? Oh, you think your way is right, huh? You put that word of God right on you, and you sort of mock it a little bit. Mockers, scoffers, walking after their own lusts. This is what I want to do. This is where I'm going to live. Then when y'all get in trouble, you're going to call on God? Hello? You hear that?
Yes. Are
you on your way?
No, not yet, Brother Stan.
Well, you got a few more days.
Well, help me.
The well is deep. I'm praying for you. I really hope you can make it.
I hope so, Brother Stan.
A living hope.
Yes. Living hope.
All right, Sister Burgess. That radio comes in good over there.
Yes, sir. It's coming good. I got it on computer.
You, an old lady like you, and you know how to work a computer?
Old lady like me.
Or does the computer work you?
I know how to bang you on it.
Hey, all you wise guys out there, I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I can't find you. You're not there. Go to hell, you liars. I will be found of them that seek when they seek with all their heart. God bless you, Sister Burgess.
Thank you. Pray for me.
Yeah, is that you, Robert? You mean to tell me you got enough courage to come back? You fool. When we let you go off these grounds, boy, we fixed it so you could be right nearby. And you could come every day. When God lets you do something, he figures so you can come back. Amen. And then you don't do it?
My Lord.
Oh, I know what your problem is. I'll tell you about it. Hello?
Praise the Lord. This is Teresa Mitchell from Young's Cove, Canada.
Well, you're still there. How's your mama?
Good. Oh, this ain't Tammy. This is her mom.
Oh, you're the mom. Where's Tammy at?
Yeah. Tammy's listening. We're here listening.
Okay.
Mom. We're Lord, all here listening.
I get all your calls now. Don't think I miss them. I don't miss them.
No, I know.
All right.
I want to bless you today. And hi, saints. Praise the Lord.
Lord bless you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Now, they've been calling me for well over 10 years, too. Tammy and her mother. Tammy and her mother. Her father's. The one thing about these women, though, that their husbands and their wives don't interfere with them. How many calls are that?
Seven.
The phone number is 843-538-1334. You dial that number, 843-938-1334. You will be on the air worldwide. God bless you, Sister Matthews.
Amen.
Got your little note this morning. She said, all I can do is stay in bed and listen for the prophet. Boy, you people are something. Nothing moves you, does it? You know what Jesus said? It was moved with compassion. You ain't got no compassion. Compassion is when you suffer with, or you endure with, or you share with. Is there anybody here hurt that I don't hurt? Anybody here disappointed that I don't get disappointed? I can do that. I can outdo you on that, boy. The phone number is 843-538-1334. That phone, I got it in my hand. Don't call it at any other time except when I give it out. Right now, we're in the tabernacle, in Canada's, and I'm still here. Sorry to disappoint most of you that checked this morning and see if I'm still here, because I'm here. I is here. Yeah, I'm here. And I'll tell you who the I is in a minute. Hello? Hey, Brother Han. Yeah. That sounds like something pretty good. Good. I agree. And I keep trying to tell people, satellites don't cost too much. Just call a satellite company, have them put it up there, hook it into the global, into the overcomer, and there you are. I remember when you first did it. All right, Brother Hans, God bless you. Come and see us when you can. Soon and very soon, we'll look for you. I wish I could tell you, folks, that Jesus is looking for you. Some of you hiding yourself so much. He's looking for you. Are you looking for him? Unto them that look for him shall he appear. Wow. Boy, oh boy, I'm gonna try to touch this morning. I got a lot of stuff here to talk about, but I'm afraid to talk because you people, what advantage have you? Amen. And yet some of you sit right and you don't hear. And then you try to make everybody else believe that you hear, and you keep doing what you're doing. And you don't realize what you're doing, how much you affect everybody else. And you don't care. That's the bad part about it. Hello? Hello?
God bless you, Prophet. God bless you. God bless you, saints. Brother David Masson, I'm listening on the short wave.
Oh, boy. I wish I could say I'm glad to hear from you today, but I'm really not. I'm really not. You don't encourage me at all.
Well, I just want to lift you up.
But you don't lift me up. But you don't do it.
The Lord.
It don't go nowhere. If you don't obey God, your prayers are not even being heard. Your iniquity is separating you from God, and God from you.
I understand that, Prophet.
You understand? Oh, God bless you. Make another excuse. How many calls is that? 9. The phone number is 843-538-1334. Now you're all wondering why is he asking how many calls? Because I got a purpose in mind. You know who calls and who doesn't call? Remember Sister Linda out there used to call? Now Brother Hobbit don't have to call. Although he can call, call. Boy, you ought to be glad you out of New Orleans. And glad the bridges are burnt because them protesters are marching across them bridges. Brother Dennis wrote me a little text message the other day. He said, Jesus, life matters. That's the one that matters. Black life matters. White life matters. Women life matters. Man life matters. No, Jesus' life matters. It's in him we live. It's in him we live. I serve a living Savior. I know
that he is.
I don't care what Trump says or what the Pope says. Hold it. You understand what you just sang? Do you understand what you just sang? Does your big mouth sing? Does your heart know what you just sang? I see his hand of mercy. Wow, is he the merciful of the Lord today? Wow, wow, wow. Mercy. Justice called, mercy answered. Glory to God. Somebody. Come on, Jerry, mercy. Mercy, mercy. For he's a merciful Savior. If he's not a merciful Savior, he's not a Savior at all. Once I was straying. Remember? No. Are you going to sing it? Oh, no, 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 no. That, oh, hallelujah don't mean nothing if you missed the first part.
Hallelujah.
Once I was straying in sin's dark valley, no hope could I see. Then I searched. Hello?
At the end of every 7 years.
All I can say to you, Steve, go to hell. Your seven-year nonsense, you're hoping in something, and you keep rejecting the prophet, you are going to hell. You're already been cut off from the people. You have no word for God's people. They have no hope for them. How many called? 10. The phone number is 843-538-1334. Oh, come on, people. Hold it. Hold it. Hello? Hello? Good. Despicable, ain't I? His speech is contemptible, isn't it? Breeds contempt, doesn't it? But it's not in my speech. It's in your heart. No repentance. Yes, she repented not of her fornication, of her theft, of her lies. Hello? Another one. Brother Rufus. Nah, not about that. He'll call me 6-8 times a day. Where are you at, Rufus?
I'm in Jeffries Highway.
Where?
In Jeffries Highway in Hulwataboro.
Oh, you back down south?
Yes, but I stay. Thank you so much.
Huh.
Thank you.
Well, where are you at?
Right now I'm standing in Jeffries Highway, Waterboro, where I live in a truck, in a car lot.
Well, we're on Jeffries Highway. We're on Jeffries Highway, and I don't see you.
Yes, in Waterboro, in downtown.
God bless you. I don't know what you're doing back down here. He's not gonna come here and instruct me. Every time he calls, he wants to tell me something. But he won't listen. Now he wants to tell me down here in Jeffries Highway, why isn't he here? See, humble yourself. Why are you not here? I'm here. Are you? Are you here? I'm going to call 11. The phone number is 843-538-1334. That phone will come right to me in the tabernacle. It's in my hand. I will answer it. Nobody else will. I've been trying to get these folk around here to remind them why we're here. But they drag it on with me. Should we try it again? We have come into this house. And whatsoever you're doing, word or deed, whether it's clapping the hands, sitting in the seat, jumping up and down, you're doing as worship unto the Lord. Even if you're praising, praise Him, not me, not yourself. All right, Lord, 843-538-1334. That's the phone number to call. Oh, you keep on calling on Jesus. Jesus! 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 I will call upon the Lord.
For He is worthy to be praised.
Hello? No, that's not why you're here. You're doing your own thing, boy. Come on, I dealt with you for several years, you know. You think you're going to deceive me again?
No, God help me.
Oh, but that's what you... Fellowship. You were here for a long time. And you went and joined yourself to a farmer or whatever, married a wife. Where the hell, where are you going next? Where's your wife?
New York.
New York. And you ain't going to go back, right?
No.
I don't believe you. Now I asked God for 12 calls. That's the 12th one. Now I'll get about my business. My father's business. There was a man of the Pharisees. You know, Pharisee, I see everything. What for came the ought to see? You know, some of the stuff you hear me preach, I've learned from the very beginning. One of the things we used to have a good time with was Sadducees. You know, sad. You see? Well, some of you look awful sad. Hey, Sadducees. Or you Rufus, Pharisee. Or David, Pharisee. Strainer than that, swallow a camel. See, I want to get there and then make it hard. Because they won't believe that God will make the way. I was sitting at the computer this morning, and I thought, how many times have I said this? What shall we do? What did Abram do? Abram's the father of the faithful. Are we sons of Abraham? Well, Abraham had it very comfortable. See, now here you are again. Not a one he will guess. You don't believe that applies to you, do you? He's the one that God instituted faith. He's the father of the faithful. He gave us the example. Why won't you folk respond to, am I talking Babylon to you again? Father Abraham.
Many sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so are you. So let's just praise the Lord.
So let's just praise the Lord. And what a beautiful example of Abraham. He went out like God told him, but he didn't do everything God told him to do.
All right.
Took his father with him. Because God said, Abram, you get up, you get out, and you get away from your kinfolk. That's his father, his nephew, Lot. Yes. Damn it, they won't respond to me.
Amen.
Don't you know Lot was Abram's nephew?
Yes.
He shouldn't have took them with him.
Yes.
Not a person in this place who has not been hurt and disappointed by your husbands, your wives, your children, your kinfolk.
Amen.
So the command is still the same.
Yes.
Get up.
Yes.
Get away from
them. My Lord. Hallelujah.
Don't go to them. Get away from them. And don't bring them along. Get away from them. Well, you haven't done it. Come on, people. Come on. What more do you want from me? He gave his life.
But what would he do? Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me.
Never mind, you sing like a bunch of... And everyone, you try to convince everybody else that you've done that. But you don't convince God. If nobody... I'm not going to go back.
Hallelujah.
You won't respond, will you? The same came to Jesus by night. Now, I'm going to refer to you again. Whenever you hear the scripture talk about night, it's talking about this season. We're in the night season. Now, do it again! Daniel had a vision of the night. Whenever you read the word night in the Bible,
all right.
And the darkness he called night. Whenever you read the word night,
thank you, Father.
It refers to a time of no light.
Amen.
Boy, I thought that little thing would set you on. Whenever you hear the word night, there's no light there.
Amen.
The light he called day. And now we see the day approaching. How? Because the light began to fade the night, and the light started to shine. Oh my God. I saw the light. No more. No more.
Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Nicodemus came to Jesus by night. And Jesus was the light. He said, I'm the light of the world. I'm the light. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus. 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 David. Have mercy on me. And he answered her. She wasn't in the light. To her, he was not the son of David. She was not a member of the household of faith. Do you peanut brains? You sit there, you're so haughty. I told you why Jesus didn't answer. I told you why. Well, who are you? Yeah, who am I? Who am I to tell you anything, right? Ain't that right? Who am I to expect you folks to hear me? Who am I? Pharisees. Jesus was very kind to that woman by not answering her. You tell me why he didn't answer. Because she approached him wrong. She said, Jesus. She'd have stopped at Jesus. She'd have been all right. But she said, thou son of David. He's not the son of David. He's the son of God. And when she approached him and got through past that son of David bit and got to the son of God, no, he said, wow, what kind of faith is this? Wow. I was somebody in this place. We get so excited you run for 2 miles. You can run for 2 miles, can't you? That's running. Never mind. They that wait
upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall ride and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
You're not going to find Jesus in the night. He's not the God of the night. He's the God of the day. So gather yourself together as you watch the day. The day. Today. Boy, I'll tell you. I can't understand why some of you folks don't spend yourself on your face almost every hour of every day in your total spiritual depravity. Because thou sayest, I'm rich. I know what I'm doing. Yes, sir. What are you doing, Nicodemus? I know what I'm doing. I'm going to go talk to this guy who's a teacher. How do you know he's a teacher? Because I'm a teacher. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, teacher.
Yes, Lord.
That's what the word rabbi means. Teacher.
Lord. Oh, God.
Jesus. I read a couple of complaints by people who are teaching. They say, I'm a teacher, and you folks want me to teach things? I'm not going to do it. They resign. How about you? Are you a teacher? Teaching them to observe all things? Well, if you're going to teach somebody to observe all things, what do you got to do?
Amen.
What do you got to do?
Observe.
Boy, you are stubborn people. But I got to keep yelling at you. Are you just thinking to wear me out, huh? I had the Lord tell me that this morning. He said, I told you, son, they're going to destroy you. Yep. You try to destroy me, you're not of God. Because the devil is the destroyer. He's the accuser of the brethren. Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher, come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. And another man on the face of the earth could accomplish what God's accomplished here.
Amen.
No way.
Amen.
Do you realize right now, again, we are on so many shortwave and even AM stations. Now! Not tomorrow! Now! Some time ago, I went to Mother Mark and I said, I'm going to see if I can't get many stations on it from 10. Look, not a one remembers this. This is Saturday morning. from 10 to 12. Now. We have the greatest outreach of any man anywhere. Maybe one other preacher that's preaching to all of these satellites, just like the brothers from satellite. Everyone you can call Global Star, and they will send a satellite man and put it up for you. Or if you're trying, you can do it yourself. Maybe I'll do that and put the satellite for me down by the place, because I got to tell you how we block everything. How we even block God from healing us. Oh, I'd like you to hear what Jesus said to this guy. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. I speak to you about the kingdom of God, and you have no conception of it. If I told you the kingdom of God's right here, right here, you can't see it. The kingdom of God within you, and you can't see it. This is the way you rejoice when you get in the kingdom? Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water, the word of God, out of the Spirit of God,
Amen.
He cannot born again, free from sin.
Hallelujah.
Born again, free from sin. I'm so happy that I'm born again.
I'm what?
Happy.
You don't look at that which is born of the flesh, is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit, is Spirit. Now you watch me in the flesh. Not too much life. But you let that Spirit move. I feel the Spirit moving. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to move with the Spirit. I'm going to talk with the Spirit. I'm going to live in the Spirit. I'm going to rejoice in the Spirit. For God's a Spirit. Hallelujah. I'll tell you what you do, sister. Change that and say, go up, bald head. go a little higher, bald head. I'm going higher. Lift Jesus higher. Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must. Now, we had somebody tell us the last time we were using video, because they could see all of you people. Is your brother there? We're watching the way they react to you. Most of them people are not born again. Now, let me tell you something. You must. You must. Don't marvel at that now. You must. But I thought I was born again. I joined the church. I might get to that, too, because so many things God... See what you... See, but again, a whole bunch of stuff.
Thank you, God.
Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but you cannot tell from whence he cometh. Now, no matter what they feel tell you, they say come from the south, or come from the north. They really can't tell you. You know it's hard to get through to your people. You know, they can predict how long you're going to live, they say. And that just makes me chuckle when I think about it. Oh, look at all these people that died with the... There's no virus kill any of them. No shotgun kill anybody. No pistol. No bomb. It's God that kills. He said, I kill. And I make alive. I am the Lord thy God. Beside me there is no other. There is no other power. I got the power to kill and the power to make alive. Hallelujah. I said, before you're aware of life and aware of death, now you choose which one you want. And before you choose it, I'll tell you what to do. You choose life. You choose life. Choose life. Choose life. He's not going to trust you choosing. He's not going to trust you choosing. You choose your own wife. Choose your own kids. You want a son. I'm sorry, but I remember you telling me that.
Hallelujah.
You want? Well, you got one. Yeah, I do. Okay. Nice, fine boy. Good name. You still believe you can take care of yourself, huh, Robert? Sure you do. Oh, just believe you can take care of yourself, can't you, Timothy? Huh. Oh. And you think you're going to keep on defying my instructions to you? Whoso will not hear that prophet? Oh, the next line. It just happens to be the Word of God.
Word of God.
Brother Burgess, among the people of God, folks down by the river, are they among you? Because we are the people of God.
Lord.
Right here.
Yes, Lord.
We have been chosen.
Yes.
Handpicked.
Yes, Lord.
I'm a man chosen of God. Handpicked.
Yes, Lord.
And he didn't ask you what kind of problem you'd like. You're handpicked, and boy, I'll tell you. you know what you're doing, God? Picking this kind of bunch? He picked you out! He went through a whole mess, barrel full of mess, and said, there's the mess I want. Pulled out, oh, God. Wow. And we won't give God the glory? You folk got an answer, don't you? How can I do this? How can I do that? How can I do this? I was talking the other day about how there's a buyer out there wanting to, of course they ain't got the money. I did that, sent a text message to Pastor Rice and said, who's the buyer? Because to me, that's important. The amount of money don't mean a thing, but who's the buyer? I will make a decision. Because he can do it anyway. He wants to sell it, let him sell it, and he can stay out there with it. Really. Because if we sell that piece of property, he hopes and anticipates to bring all acquired goods with him, plus all them people. I'd rather have him handle them. And then, of course, he got to come too. So it'll be another level of submission. You come to me, you have to submit. Who will not hear that prophet or submit in all things? Ah. Man, is an exception for me. Brother Patterson told me his son in Chicago, since things got so tough up there. Now, maybe I'm not using the right word, but I am using the right words. What'd you tell me he wants to do? Since they're working from home because of this pandemic, he can move someplace else and still work from home. That's his thought. But he's not planning on moving here, though. But I moved. What an opportunity God's given him to get the hell out of Chicago and get into his Father's will. Well, he can live here with you if he has to. You'd love to have him around, wouldn't you, Mama? Huh? I'll even let you stay home and cook breakfast for him. Is that your baby son? Oh, that's the oldest. Well, he ought to know better by now. You see, so I don't get excited like that. If you're going to move, move right. See, they hear me say, get out of the city. Well, Chicago's a city. But Sodom and Gomorrah. God got Lot out of Sodom and Gomorrah. He said, can I go to that little city? Why don't you believe me?
Amen.
You keep going back to that city, brother. So I never, I'm not in Charleston. What, you're in one of the little cities outside of Charleston? This is an age of deception.
Yes.
And everywhere possible. And since you are the very elect, why are you letting them deceive you? The devil will offer you anything. He'll give you a good job, help you make money, put you in debt, then leave you when you're... All right. Maybe I'll go to the next thing. You must be born again. And except a man be born again. Jesus, how can these things be? Said Nicodemus. How can that be? And Jesus answered and said, art thou a master of Israel? You understand the law, the prophets. You're a master of the message of the history of Israel. And knowest not these things. Because thou sayest, I am rich, increased with goods. Damn you, Steve. There is no new covenant. Christ fulfilled the covenant. He's the agreement between God and man. And he gave a covenant. I will come again. And he's not going to do anything else now except get everybody ready for his coming. He's not going to make you ready for to live on this earth. He's making you ready to live in the kingdom. And then the kingdom will come to earth and you'll fit right in. My God. People that are rebellious, stubborn, self-willed, and we think it's right. Every man doing that which is right in his own eye, and we honestly believe it's right. And because the Spirit of God says, leave him alone, you're waiting for the Holy Ghost to overwhelm you with conviction. We've grieved the Holy Spirit so much, you leave you alone. I told you some time ago, seeking will not do. Seeking ye shall find, knocking it shall be open. Well, how much seeking have you done lately and found? And I try to tell you why that is no longer viable. If you seek, you got to seek with all your heart. And that he that seeketh with all his heart, I'll be found of that one. Amen. That one I'll be found of. Amen. Wow. It's mine, huh? Can't hear but a little. Bingo. Now, somebody give me the scripture I use that upgrades from the seeking. Straight is the way that leadeth to life everlasting. Few there be that find it. So strive you. Strive. 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 Put your mind on it. Set your will to do it. Bring your body to subjection to obey. Strive. You to enter in at the straight gate. Straight and narrow is the way that leadeth to life everlasting. Strive you. Strive. Go and see what that means. I've got a strive to come up here on Saturday morning. At about 6:30 thereabout, I was laying in the bed. 8:30. Who is you? Oh, mother had grown. Couldn't see. There was a black light that mattered. She was as black as could be. And she hated Whitey and Blackie. And almost everyone who was lighter than her, she called them nigger. I watched her one day call a little black girl who was cleaning her porch between her with a toothbrush. And, you nigger gal! Giving her 50 cents. The woman was full of hate. It didn't matter whether you're black or white. All you homosexual, all you black folk out there about hating, you're hating. You wonder about the white man hate you? Well, he does. A lot of them do. I'm not a white man, so I don't hate. I'm not a black man, so I don't hate. I'm God's man, and I love. That's all to it. And you don't like when I say that because you don't know the love of God, do you? Do you? Do you? Do you? And to know that love of God, which passes the knowledge of whether you're black or white, or male or female, or rich or poor. Come on, people. Come on, come on. You got to get converted, people. You're not converted. When you get converted, you're straightening your brother. And you won't care whether he's black or white, rich or poor. He's your brother. And I'm my brother's keeper. Doing my best to keep you, brother.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus.
Sad part about this, my best is not good enough.
Thank you, Father.
And that's what the whole Christian church is telling God. Your best was not good enough. So they seek another Jesus, another Savior, another God, another way. He gave his life. Where did he get it? He gave it to you. He didn't only give it for you. He gave you his life. Your life is hidden with Christ in God. This is my life. Glory be to God. I serve a risen Savior. Can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father, which hath sent me. I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. I hear this, I hear that, I hear this, then I judge. My judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will. They're not going to buy this. I know that. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There's another that bears witness of me. I know that the witness which he witnesses of me is true. He sent on to John, and he bear witness unto the truth. Or he sent John, and he bear witness unto the truth. He said, Brother Stair, and he's a witness to the present truth for this present time in this present distress. Seems like I'm distressed all the time, doesn't it? There's another that bears witness of me. I know that the witness which he witnesses of me is true. You sent on John, and he bear witness unto the truth, but I receive not testimony from man, but those things I say that you might be saved. He was a burning and a shining light, John. And you were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. You know what I'm doing? I'm reading scriptures that if I was a betting man, I would bet that most of you folks have, if you read it, just went right over it. These are they which testify of me. These are they which testify of you. The scriptures. Don't understand that, do you? See, you stand by the testimony of Jesus Christ, not by your own. He stand before the Father and said, that's one of mine. I bought that one. Take your hand off him, Satan. Leave him alone. Is there anybody in this place who'll get beside yourself or out of yourself? Anybody anywhere? I speak unto you, young man, because your sins are forgiven you.
Glory!
I talk unto you, young man.
Glory!
Not because you take good care of the chickens.
Glory!
But because your sins are forgiven you. Wow! Wow! I speak unto you, young man. Not because you cook good dinners. Because your sins are forgiven you. My God, man. Come, sinner.
Yes, Lord. Lord. Sin forgiven.
forgiven. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Sin forgiven. Oh, yes, Lord. Glory, God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory. For we're like natural brute beasts.
Hallelujah. Glory.
This flesh has. I've always done it like that.
Oh, my sin is forgiven.
What you doing?
Oh, God. Thank
you. Now, Lord, save me.
Save me, let that parent know, God, my sin is forgiven.
Because my sins are forgiven. Save me now, Lord. Saved me.
Yes. Jesus saved me. Jesus saved me.
I am so glad
that Jesus saved me.
Jesus saved even me. You know, I keep trying to tell you people that when Paul came along, he was the first one that fulfilled what Jesus meant when he said, I go away.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to send you another comforter.
Hallelujah.
So he sent Paul.
Hallelujah.
Paul was the comfort.
All right.
Just like Jesus was the comfort.
Yes.
He says, the Father sent me,
Hallelujah.
So send I you.
Yes, Lord.
When Jesus comes, he comforts you, doesn't he?
Yes.
Isn't he a comfort? So, I've been sent to comfort you.
Yes, Lord.
Okay, the Lord himself.
Hallelujah.
So they sent from heaven with a shout.
Yes,
with the trumpet of God.
Yes,
in your lifetime,
Amen.
You're going to hear the trumpet. You're going to see the day. You're going to be in the day. My God, folks. Rejoice, rejoice. We should have bitter sweet water coming out of the same mouth.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to go to hell. I'm going to be lost. Get that damn stuff out of your mouth.
Yes.
Get it out of your heart.
Yes.
I'm going to be saved. I'm going to the kingdom. I've been chosen. That's the word. My God. Since I have been redeemed, I will glory. I knew it, Lord, when you gave me all these scriptures. I just know it. I just know that's the way this generation is. I have a greater witness than that of John.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
John testified to Christ's first coming. I got something greater.
Amen.
I'm telling you, he's coming again.
Amen.
And then even greater than he's coming in your lifetime.
Amen.
Something to look forward to. I have a greater witness than that of John for the works which the Father has given me to finish. The same works that I do bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. Unto you as the prophet said. I'm not sent to you, Steve. I'm not sent to you, Rufus. I told you for years and years and years, you're not going to mess with God. He's going to shut the door. Told you when he started to shut it. Told you when he rises up in judgment, he's going to shut the door. What's the matter? And the Father himself, which has sent me, hath borne witness of me. He still upholds me. I was telling you again the other day how I have to have some money to help my personal expenses are nothing. I don't have any. So the money I need is to help take care of my first wife, who's 97 years old, and her daughter, who thinks I forsook them. She's changing her mind a little bit. In fact, I got a message from her. Let me see. Her name's Brenda. Had a hard time getting her to come here. And when she did come, she still had to explode a little bit. Well, you forsook us, Dad. Because my youngest son, because he won't tell you how the other day when he needed a little help. I didn't forsake him. He had enough courage to say, hey, Dad, I got to pay my mortgage. I don't have the money. How much is it? And I can tell my children, it's like I tell you, I don't have any money. I don't have any money. I can't pay your mortgages. I can't pay your way. I don't have to. It's already been paid. Well, Buzz, will you? You're just not going to concede. You know nothing at all. You don't know what God's doing. You don't know how he does it. See, and I just tell things like this because it's the truth. One time she wanted to move her mother. Her mother's 93 years old. Actually, has ended up moving now in her own house. And that's going to jeopardize her marriage. I promise you that. She got a preacher husband, but he announces to, never mind, you focus. I can't talk to you. You just don't have it. Their main income, she works in the Church of God. And she got a good spirit. Yeah. She's lovable. You meet Brenda, you're going to love her. Why am I messing with these people, Lord? You promised me. I'm going to hold you to your promise. Clean them out. Just clean. Let them go. Okay. Good answer, Pastor. Now I can go from there. I'll tell you what you do, Pastor. You tell them you want $20,000, send $16,000 down, and then we'll go from there. Why you do that? Because I want to find out God's will in this, not pastor's will, not mine. And I always use that method. I don't let nobody tell me what they're going to do. I'll tell you what we're going to do. Because we can only do what God tells us to do. Are you folk going to sit here? You watch me deal with Rufus. Huh? Is it like a... What's his name over there? Right here on Augusta Highway. I want to know if it's clear for me to come. Or like, what's that guy's name, brother? Is his name Jim? Nobody knows somebody named Jim. Well, you folk, what do you do around here? What are you here for? Brother Kirk said some years ago, he said, Brother, instead of the reason why folk don't receive you, because they don't consider you a brother. And most of them don't want to keep you as a brother. Brenda, she's probably not listening, but... You see, if God is in the buying and selling, because that's the world's using buying and selling. So we got to find out what to buy or what to sell. We got to get God's will in the buying and selling. And the person wants to buy, want to make sure it's God's will. I've heard it so much. Haven't heard my other daughter for a while. Then the other day she said, hey, Dad, can you help me find a car in Savannah? Car. I gave her a couple cars. Huh? Well, I can pay for it, she said. And I thought, isn't that something? Where are you getting the money from? Well, I know where she got it from. Her and her friend probably got some of the stimulus programming money. Hmm? If the both of them got the $1,200, that's $2,400. And how long you go buy a car with that? And then when you buy it, I keep it up. Huh? See, we are a bunch of stupid people. We think we know what to do. What do you know what to do with God's gift? How about that gift of love? You know what to do with it? Oh, you just love them to love you, huh?
No.
Search me, oh God.
Oh, yes, Lord.
And oh, my God.
No.
Oh, yes.
Not in you. Nah. I stepped out of the dining room one day, and there was a message from my son, Ralph, born in Los Angeles. almost fell in the commode. In fact, if his mother didn't catch him, he'd have fell in the commode. Of course, you don't know nothing about that. I was looking to see if I could find his message. I think I erased it. Hey, Dad, I need your help. Hey, Father, I need your help. And that's the one that chewed me out for fair. So you forsook me. You neglected me. And all the while, just 70 miles a day could come anytime. You could come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. More convenient time. You got it all wrong, people. You got it all wrong. You don't choose the time. He chose the time. Now. Now is the day. Now is when I accepted you. That's what he meant when he said to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Now. Now. You come in the year of it. And that's what Jesus did. He started the acceptable day. All men can come to the Father and be accepted if they come through him. And look at that. I say things like that, and I don't know how you folks can just sit there and...
Amen.
And just, see, we're not preaching the acceptable year of the Lord.
No.
Preaching the day of judgment.
Yes.
The day of retribution. The day of the Lord. Woe be unto you that are seeking the day of the Lord. You won't be accepted if you don't be accepted before you get there. Now is the accepted time.
Amen.
Now. When that day comes, no more acceptance.
Jesus.
Oh, he takes me as I am. Yeah? Lord, Lord, open to us. I don't know you. Lord, Lord, why are you calling me Lord? The word of Lord. Just keep playing around. His word settled. First wife is named Geraldine. I was married to her for well over 20 years. Then she could no longer live with me. Not, oh, you, let's hear her side of the story. Well, she could tell you some of the sorry things I've done, but I always came home to her. I always took care of her. And I loved her even to this day, to the end.
Right.
Yeah. You know Christ loves you to the end?
Yeah. Thank you.
So I didn't give you no divorce, but I love you to the end.
Amen.
So you left me, I didn't leave you. He made a promise, I'll never leave you.
Hallelujah.
He hasn't left you. Lord. But you're going to have to humble yourself and come on back. Don't come, hey, Lord, let us in.
No.
We deserve it. Let us in, Lord.
Yeah.
I don't know you. Pastor Rice answered, okay. Yeah, because I told him, tell him 20,000. Okay. Well, they only have 16,000. Well, let's see if God's in it. Right. I mean, they want us to trust them. Don't you want God to trust you? Well, then you trust him. Trust and obey. Hold it. Hold it now.
Glory.
Wait a minute.
Glory.
Trust and obey for the... Huh?
Hallelujah.
How come you ain't happy?
Amen.
Oh, Queen of Sheba, she said to Solomon, happy are your servants. How come live around me and you're not happy?
My Lord.
It's a happy life.
Amen.
Happy.
Happy, 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 yes.
A happy life.
Happy.
We've gone through all this pandemic,
yes.
Through all this nonsense from Washington,
yes.
Through all this perversion from the world,
yes.
And And the wicked one hasn't been able to touch us yet because somebody insists on believing God. I'm going through the pandemic, through the coming collapse.
Hallelujah.
Ah, never mind. You folk aren't going to budge, are you? You come with a hard heart, stiff necks. I'm not wrong. I've wronged no man. Now let me see if I get to one part here. I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive. Boy, have we fallen for that one. David Terrell's ministry, his own name. William Brennan's ministry, his own name. Jack Cole ministry, his own name. Kenneth Colvin's ministry, his own name. Name them. I'm a Baptist, their own name. I'm a Methodist, their own name. I come my Father's name, Overcomers. That's the name of the Father. He's an overcomer. Yeah. He's the overcomer. Yeah. It's in him we live. Oh, come on! I come in my Father's name, authority. In my Father's authority, and you receive me not. But if Mr. Trump comes, or Mr. Obama, or Mr. Reagan, or Mr. Kennedy, they come there in their own name. Pope John, you won't ever hear anybody say, I am under Brother Stair's ministry, because I don't have a ministry. I call it the overcomer. Now, I will tell you very clearly, when God began to move, before we ever had a broadcast, before we ever had a powerful paper, I was sitting in Savannah, Georgia, in a broken-down church building that I gave away. Look, and I was troubled about, what do I call this? Do I call it R.G. Stair's ministry? Do I call it Brother Stair's ministry? Do I call it Jack Cole ministry? See, these others came in their own name, and people received them. I come, not in my own name. I've even tried to tell you how Oral Roberts' ministry, huh? Put my name in there. See how it sounds. You don't have the same sound. No. Billy Graham ministry, Gene Ewan ministry. I'm just naming some ministry. Rex Humbert's ministry. They come in their own name. All of them are very popular. Kenneth Coleman ministry, Jimmy Swaggart ministry. Why are you resisting this? This is not R.G. Stair's ministry. Holy Ghost ain't named R.G. Stair.
No.
I'm going to quit because I'm getting tired now. I'm getting tired of looking at your faces here. I'm trying to enlighten you. It's so dark. Foolish heart is so darkened. Professing himself to be wise. Oh, God knows. I'd like to meet a few wise folk. Ain't you wise, Robert? Boy, you know how to take care of things. I'm going to take my own life in my own hand. Boy, you've done a good job, boy. Y'all done pretty good living your own life. No shipwreck there, huh? See, God brought you here so you can learn how to live an overcoming life. That's what we're called. This is the overcomer ministry. We're ministering to overcomers. And you need to overcome. And so then they're overcome, well, I grant to sit down on my throne. Glory be to God. See, you can sit there all you want. I just can't sit still. It's like fire shooting in my bones. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's saying, oh, they're going to tell me to run. They shall run and not be weary. He's a talker. All I gotta do is walk in the mind. I hear somebody talking. I say, Then once you get to the other talkers, it's like sounds like the Tower of Babel. You know, God's been so good to us. He's actually put us where we can actually work out our salvation. But you have to work at it. If you're gonna work it out, you gotta work at it. How would you like to be out in the world and have the commands to look? Love your brother and no brother around. Or love your neighbor. And most people aren't neighbors anymore. The old neighborhoods are gone. I lived in a neighborhood. We had Baptist. We had Catholic. We got along real well. The more Catholics used to love to come to our house to read the Bible because they were not permitted to read the Bible. Anna, Margaret, Helen, Mrs. Toth, Miss Tote, yeah? Mama told me you put that food over there for me. Her head went down because she wasn't looking for recognition. I said, why'd you do that? Big family, poor family. I still remember what she did to me. She said, she was Hungarian. She said, you priest, no? You like priest, right? Man of God, you know? Because I asked her why she gave me a bunch of food. She was Catholic. Their priests are...
Glory, glory.
Well, what's wrong with being a priest? He's a priest. Yeah. We have a high priest.
High. High.
You poor people.
High.
I did not birth you in this generation.
No.
Evidently, God had you in mind and birthed you in this last one.
Amen.
And he's expecting so much out of us. Eyes to see, ears to hear, a heart to perceive. Mine eyes have seen. Oh, what a day that's going to be. When the wicked will be ashes under our feet. Going to rain down fire. And you're ready for it, huh? The day of the Lord will come. In which the heavens will melt. We've got enough firepower. See, God always uses man to fulfill Scripture. Who do you think put the fire up there? Hey! I saw the other day where they put up 56 more satellites. The only satellites up there now? Everyone potential of starting a fire. Command stations. When the hell are you folk going to come on down out of your haughtiness? Rockets. Nuclear fire, all triggered by technology. Can I quit? I've gone as far as this particular one. I've been 2 hours again this morning. 2 hours. One truth after another. And, oh, yeah, I'd love you if I tell them to shout. But how come this is not spontaneous? How come that word of God is not spontaneous? Like fire! I walk in there like a piece of dead wood. And then that word of God, it burns. Burns in my spirit. And you get in my way, you drift. Well, I'm going to burn you up. Y'all burned up? God is a consuming fire. I'm just mine, boy. Enemy of the truth. I got a lot more scripture, but I'm going to quit. Oh, I'm not going to quit, but I'm going to. I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. Hey, John MacArthur. Hey, all you preachers out there. How could you can receive old Trump who comes in his name? And I come in my Father's name, you won't receive me. Hey, you Baptists, you Methodists, you Presbyterians. You black, you white, identifying yourself by your flesh. How can you believe which receive honor one of another and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses. I read the Bible. I know what the law says, in whom you trust, in your good works, not by works of righteousness.
Amen.
What's wrong with a work of righteousness? Come on, peanut brains. It didn't say not by the works of unrighteousness. It said not by the works of righteousness.
Amen.
Every man doing that which is right. What's wrong with doing right? Why don't you like me? Jesus said, go and do what's right. Kill his brother. Kill him. Hey, Abel. Yeah? I offered a sacrifice to the Father, and he had no respect for it.
Hallelujah.
He just rejected the whole thing. Don't you sacrifice? Yeah, I sacrifice. What'd you do? Offered up a blood sacrifice. You mean you killed a little innocent lamb and the Father accepts that?
Jesus. Glory.
I'll kill you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory.
Boy, them daggers.
Glory. Hallelujah. Glory.
You reject me, boy, you kill me.
Hallelujah.
I think there's another place in there we used the other day about receiving that from earth. How are you going to receive? I got it up here somewhere, but somebody can find it and read it for me. You didn't mark it?
God bless you.
You ought to listen to it. As the old black fella would do down in Ocala, sit in the front row, and he'd say, y'all better listen to him.
All right,
I got to go find it. If you got it, read it.
Right. See that ye refuse not him.
See that you refuse not him.
Hallelujah.
That's speaking.
Who's speaking?
You are.
Who's speaking?
You are.
Prophet.
If you don't hear what I say, you're not receiving me.
Amen.
Well, I don't go along with that. There we are. Hey. Read.
For if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth.
Moses.
All right.
Jesus.
Amen.
They both spake on earth. Prophets.
Amen.
They all spake on earth.
Much more.
Much more.
We escape.
How do you expect to escape?
That's right. Hallelujah.
Read.
If we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven.
I am not of myself. I don't call my own name.
No.
I'm speaking from the Father who's up in heaven.
Yes, yes, yes.
Who
yes,
sent
Lord.
The Holy Spirit down on my soul.
Yes, Lord.
I give it to you so I can speak and you can
yes,
hear.
Yes, yes,
wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
You sound like a minority, doesn't
yes,
it?
Yes, Lord. My Lord. Yes, yes. Go high. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Go high.
I'm going higher.
Yes, Lord.
I see you going up the steps. See what I'm doing. I try to tell you what I'm doing. Harvest is already past. And there's still some not saved. Some we're gleaning. Some that fell through.
Yes.
See? And I don't think the wheat will argue with it when you pick them up.
No.
See, these guys that failed, they're not wheat.
No.
They're tares.
Yes.
Do you understand that?
Right, yes.
Brother Burgess
yes,
is a tare.
Yes.
He's tearing up things.
Amen.
Brother Stan is a tare.
Yes.
The brother's down. Take that word out of my mouth. The enemy's down by the river. They're tares.
Amen.
They're tearing up.
Lord.
Brothers, try to tear this place up.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Lord.
And all I did was come along, tear up the tares.
Glory.
Tear them up. All right, you wise guys, if you're so right with God, come and face me. Come on, grab up in this front yard and let's get with it. I tried to tell you folks the other day, there's one more thing, several things God told me, that's what hold me back. First he said he's going to give me $10 million.
Amen. Oh, yes.
Then he told me it's going to be a healing service here.
Yes.
With 1,000 people.
Amen.
A little bit more of this plague.
Amen.
They may come out here to check and see you all got the plague? No.
Amen.
And they might, then he makes just a safe place. And they come out here and we'll breathe on them. Ah, you're crazy. Yeah, okay. All right, I'm crazy. I'm a crazy old man. The only alternative is not many. There won't be too many. We got enough on these grounds, enough houses ready to live in, plenty of clothes. What do you put on? We got shoes. We got chickens, we got goats, and a whole house full of sheep.
Hallelujah.
And my sheep hear my voice.
Amen.
And a stranger, they're not going to follow Stan. They're not going to follow Jonathan. They're not going to follow Teresa. They're not going to follow these strange voices that are coming amongst us. No, no, no. There's one voice.
Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
All right. Bye. You folk keep doing that. You pardon yourself.
Hallelujah.
The Bible tells you to make your calling and election sure. Now, you've been called and you've been elected. Now, what do you got to do to make it sure? Well, it tells you.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
It tells you.
Thank you, Father.
What does it say, Rosetta? It tells you. Read it.
Rather, brethren, give all diligence to make your calling and election sure.
How? Go ahead.
For if you do these things...
Well, what things? For if you do these things...
Besides this, give all diligence... Add to your faith, virtue.
Okay.
To virtue, knowledge. Knowledge, temperance. Unto temperance, patience. Unto patience, godliness. Unto godliness, brotherly kindness. Unto brotherly kindness, charity.
Okay.
Amen.
For these things be in you.
Amen.
And abound, you will neither be barren nor unfruitful. In the works of the Lord. Lightning, read that. Wow! Where'd that come from? Where'd that come from? Out of my belly flows some water. Come on, get right out of here. I don't have that written down. For if you do these things, you will never fall. Wow! 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 I always have a habit of saying, what things? For if you know these things, what things?
Faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, kindness, charity.
I judge you. Judge yourself. For if these things be in you.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I'm tired of falling.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
A just man will fall seven times. I can't afford it anymore.
Oh, Jesus.
And if you remember what I told you about that, a just man will fall. He will fall. How many times do you fall? Can you count? Now, if you do these things, you'll never fall.
Amen. Hallelujah.
What things? What things?
Add to your faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance.
Add to your faith. Your faith is a gift.
Yes.
So my God says, add to that gift.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't I do it?
Okay.
No greater opportunity than right here. You can't do that in the world. Faith come out of the world. Because you can't practice your faith in the world. No, you can't. No, you can't. Because that world is run by the devil and he's a thief. He'll rob you. He'll steal your faith from you. Why won't you folks stop this? Okay. God bless you. Sleep on. I'm done. You're dismissed. Oh, by the way, my daughter, we are nearer than when I first started to preach it. Signs of the end of the world, the end of America, the end of democracy, the end of religions, the end of politics, the end of sin, the end of transgression, the end is here. I will make a full end, God said. I will complete it. This is the voice of the old man, the prophet of God. For over 40 years now, we have spoken to the world. Today, in an unprecedented time, the voice of the last day prophet of God. Well, do I have to go ahead and reiterate what I mean when I say that? How many people have said, well, he thinks he's the only prophet? That's ridiculous. There's no way that a prophet of God today would believe he's the only prophet.